The wheat harvest is in full swing in Kansas, and things aren't going very well. Many farmers expect to post financial losses this year. Drought has parched wheat stands in western parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas, places where wheat was once one of the most reliable cash crops. Frank Morris of member station KCUR reports.
Across Kansas this week, many farmers are working 18-hour days. They're driving combines, huge bug-like machines that chew back and forth across wide fields of ripe, light brown wheat. John Thamert farms the rolling hills of north-central Kansas. Settlers here, like his grandfather, quarried their fence posts from stone because there weren't any trees to cut down. This is wheat country, too dry for more profitable crops like corn and soybeans to grow without irrigation.
The old adage is wheat has nine lives, and some people say, well, we went through 11 of them this year, so it's been a trying year.
The fifth trying year in a row. Thamer says the drought here is the worst in memory. Walking into a hard, steady wind, crunching wheat seeds or berries in his teeth, Thamer pulls the brittle head off a scrawny, mummified little plant and rubs it in his hands.
But you know, as we get out here, you see what we talk about. There's hardly anything in here. How are you going to harvest this?
It just all blows away.
Yeah, there's just not much, not many berries in it.
Just as Thamert faces his most pitiful harvest in years, fuel costs are hitting all-time highs, and it takes a lot of diesel to till, plant, and harvest this crop, then ship it 230 miles to millers in Kansas City. Like almost all farmers, he carries a heavy debt load, so rising interest rates take another deep cut. Pinched as he is, Thamert at least has a crop. Farmers in parts of Oklahoma have abandoned their wheat fields, reporting the smallest harvest in half a century. Texas is worse.
We're at the lowest wheat production in Texas since 1925. It's the worst wheat crop we've ever had.
David Clevenger, who farms near Amarillo, says crop insurance won't cover the losses. And unlike past dry years, High Plains wheat farmers will likely see no federal disaster relief. All this hits towns like Ellsworth, Kansas, hard. Alan Dubrava manages the co-op here, where farmers drive truckloads of wheat to sell or store before shipping it east.
Well, wheat's our number one crop, very dependent on a wheat crop. If we have half a crop, probably going to have 50% decrease in revenue, too.
Many of these High Plains towns have been slowly withering for years, so any loss is quickly felt on Main Street. But there is money to be made on wheat this year. In Kansas City, assertive men wearing neon-colored sport coats set the price of hard red winter wheat in the pit at the Kansas City Board of Trade. The drought out west has driven prices up to nine-year highs. It's been great for farmers in eastern Kansas and Missouri, where it's rained enough to produce a decent crop. Wheat did well mostly in damper climates, where farmers and the communities they support don't completely depend on it. Back in western Kansas, John Thamert is dumping fresh-cut wheat out of his 30-year-old truck into a machine that conveys it to a storage bin. He says it's hard to keep his spirits up.
You know, it's that carrot on a stick, and the stick keeps getting longer and the carrot kind of drying up. So I don't know how much hope a guy could have.
For now, Thamert and others are pinning their financial hopes on resurrecting some kind of disaster relief package. Regardless, he says he'll plant wheat again next year, though he's not sure all his neighbors will. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris.